Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Tell us what we can expect to be reading about in our paper this week.
Our lead story this week is with regard to a 2.3-kilometre stretch of the Diagula Highway going through Woodford. Design has started for work to strengthen parts of the road and to fix the surface. The detailed design is expected to be completed in the next few months, with construction to follow. In other news, voting for the Glasshouse Small Business Awards is underway, courtesy of State Member for Glasshouse, Andrew Powell. In other news regarding Andrew Powell, he ran an online poll with regard to the intersection of the Diagula Highway and Mount Mee Road. Check the newspaper to see how many people voted and what they think should be done at this busy intersection to cope with the traffic flow. In sports, several teams returned to action this weekend after last weekend's break for Easter. The Caboolture and Stanley River Rugby League teams and the Moreton Bay Lions AFL team, they'll be back in action, so check to see where these clubs will be playing this weekend. Also in sport, Caboolture State High School student Christine Rasmussen will represent the Sunshine Coast under 15 girls in representative volleyball next week. It's the second year in a row that Christine competes in this event at in the Queensland Representative School Sport Championships, so good luck to her. There's also a Business of the Week feature and many other items in this week's Moreton Bay Sentinel News. This is Liam reporting for 101.5 FM.
Sounds like an action-packed paper this week, Liam. It's a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you.